Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady. And you saw Bricolage's 1984.
Yes, I did, and I missed you.
Oh, I know. I'm going in a couple of days.
You won't be sorry. You will not be sorry. For those of our viewers that don't know the Midnight Radio series.
Midnight Radio.
Yeah, it's sorry. Really...
I'm a big fan of the Midnight Radio
series. Yeah, it's such a charming concept. They set the stage as though you're watching a radio station.
Right.
A program in progress in the 40s, I'd say. Wouldn't you say?
The Foley artists, the on-air sign, and the applause sign, and the Foley sound effects,
which were fascinating to watch and listen. The things that they used for the sound effects and the sounds they made didn't always match.
No,
but they sounded so realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, the clattering dishes, which actually were clattering dishes, slamming doors, blah, blah, blah. Very cool. And they had the microphone set up everywhere. And
The old-fashioned looking microphones.
Yes,
too.
They did. And I thought, as an audience member, the audience was as though they were actually the audience of the radio show. And I thought, now, this is going to be kind of static. You know, a radio show. Oh, my gosh. No, they were moving from mic to mic,
right.
Totally fluid movements, lots of action, mm-hmm. And they also had a screen set up, since this was George Orwell's 1984.
Oh, of course.
Big Brother was watching.
Of course,
Big Brother. And you saw the big eyeball on the screen.
Oh, fun.
And they had other things that they showed, scenes, that helped make it clear where they were and what was happening.
Oh, very cool. So, 1984, as you said, a totalitarianism state, right?
Yeah.
Where Big Brother's always watching, and we have a man trying to get free of that system.
Yes, joining with them. Well, it's the plot of 1984, and they followed it pretty closely.
Okay.
So he's kind of like a revolution, an underground revolution, very secret. And that was the main character, was played by Brett Goodnatt.
Oh, we love Brett Goodnatt.
Oh, yeah. And his performance, I would say, was really brilliant.
Brilliant?
Yes. I really would.
Oh, good. No, that's great.
It was gripping. And his portrayal of fear and terror was palpable. I felt it in my stomach.
Wow.
Watching him.
See, I know him as a funny guy, so this is not funny Brett. This is serious. Brett.
This is total acting mode Brett.
Oh, good.
And his love interest was Sarah Williams.
Oh, okay.
She played her role very sweetly and then later very fiercely.
Okay. Well, is that a spoiler? The thing is, the play is like... I mean, the book is like, how old? Like
1949.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a spoiler to be telling people that, but okay.
But it's
I think if something's like 50 years old or more, you don't have to call spoilers, right?
That's true.
Yeah, I would
think.
That's
true. And they did follow it closely.
So
and
who else was in the show?
There were other performers were John Michener.
Okay.
Paul Guggenheimer, that
you
might recognize
actually from the real radio.
Yeah, from NPR.
Okay, WSA.
And Sean Sears, and they all...
Oh, no, not Sean Sears.
Sean Sears. Sean Patrick Sears.
Oh, because there is a... Okay. Is that the guy that directed the thing that we saw? Never mind.
I don't know if that's the same one or not. I didn't remember if the director's first name was Sean or not. But anyway, they all turned in very polished performances also.
Oh, very nice.
Some of them were more than one character.
Oh, right. In midnight radio shows, they usually are. That's fun.
It is. But the whole idea was very charming, I thought, and kind of retro.
With commercials.
With commercials that were spoofy. And spooky. Cute that related to what was happening in the story. But that would be a spoiler to tell
Okay,
those.
Yeah, don't They're don't very share cute. Those.
But I found the whole production just to be absorbing and sometimes even chilling. The terrors of brain manipulation and what it can do. And the cast really was really calculating in building the tension.
Oh, fun.
Kicking it up notch by notch by notch till it really reached a crescendo.
Ooh. So
this is running at the Bricolage Theater on Liberty Avenue can't through November 14th, and I know I can't wait till you see it so we can talk about it. You're going to love it.
Oh, good.
You're going to love it.
Cool.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.